Sexual orientation, totally different from gender. All of the discussion that we've just had about gender. So it's really important that we are aware of this so that we don't sound like we're not in the know, or I won't use the word ignorant, but that we're, you know, that we're not enlightened, woke about what these terms mean, right? So sexual orientation, totally different. It describes a person's attraction to a member of the same sex or different sex. So has nothing to do with gender. It's a completely separate concept, but like I said, the cases we've discussed today and historically cases have addressed the two together and guidance as well. And then we've already talked about transgender. It's just someone who doesn't identify as the gender they were assigned at birth. So hopefully that's helpful and y'all can refer back to it, because I know these terms come up and I kind of have in my practice thought, okay, what is that? What is it? You know, it seems like there's a new term coming up pretty frequently. Grammar. So New York Times, Merriam-Webster Dictionary has said that the pronoun they and them is now a binary way to address anyone, that it can be used and it can be used for anyone in the singular pronoun form. Now, my middle school English teacher, probably somewhere rolling in her grave, not happy about this because we were always taught she, he, you know, those are the singular pronouns. They, them is the plural pronouns. But now they can refer to anyone. Anyone at all, and be used in the singular pronoun form. So news from the Texas legislature, House Bill 25, and y'all are probably aware of this, has been a hot ticket item. It requires trans students who play UIL sports to play on the team that corresponds with the gender they were assigned at birth. And they have to use the birth certificate that they received at or near birth. So when you're thinking about it, the old UIL rules just said you have to play for the team that's identified on your birth certificate, and that could have been modified, right? Parents can go get a court order. They can have the student's name modified. They can have the student's gender modified in line with their gender identity. Well, now the legislature has said no, only the birth certificate at or near birth. So that kind of circumvents students who are transgender, that circumvents them being able to play for the team for the gender with which they identify, if that makes sense, if they got a birth certificate later in time. And it went into effect January 18th, 2022. Now, this is a smorgasbord of case law, so hold on, but I think it's really helpful to just kind of highlight what all the circuits are doing right now. And again, Fifth Circuit we see is vacant, but it may be instructive, and it may not be, because it's the Fifth Circuit, right? So just in looking at these cases, the 3rd, 4th, 6th, 9th, and 11th have all found that students can use the bathroom consistent with their gender identity. And the 9th Circuit took it further to locker rooms and showers, which is, I don't know about y'all's clients, but a very heated issue with my clients to wrap their minds around that. And so all of those circuits have found that students are allowed to use the bathroom consistent with their gender identity. Now let's talk through some of these. This third circuit case, which is the Boyertown case, and also the Ninth Circuit case. Both of these involve cisgender, and we learned earlier that means someone who identifies with the gender that they were born with. So what we would just typically consider gender conforming students, sued the school district for allowing students who are transgender to use their bathroom. And so in the Third Circuit, an injunction was sought by these students, and the court said, no injunction. Number one, you haven't shown that you could succeed on the merits, right? And we all know the injunction standards. Number two, you haven't shown that you're at a risk of irreparable harm. So that injunction was denied. And both of these cases were brought under Title IX and the 14th Amendment. And then the Ninth Circuit case, also a cisgender student or cisgender students bringing it, I thought this was interesting language. They said there is no fundamental right under the 14th Amendment for a student to not experience exposure by or to a transgender student in a bathroom. So no just fundamental right under the 14th Amendment. The other thing they found was that Title IX in and of itself doesn't entitle a student to not use the bathroom with someone else without other facts of harassment based on gender, just by virtue of a transgender student using the bathroom alongside a student who is cisgender, that does not set forth a claim for Title IX, under Title IX. So those are interesting cases. I lumped the third and the ninth together because they're very similar findings, in my opinion. The Fourth Circuit case, y'all probably know about this one. This has been in the news. The Grimm case. Also another case brought under Title IX and the Equal Protection Clause. And the court found, again, student can use the bathroom consistent with the student's gender. They also found that the district's failure to amend the student's records consistent with his pronouns, his or her, I can't recall off the top of my head, so I'm sorry, I'll say they, consistent with the student's gender pronouns and preferred name was also a violation of Title IX. So that was an additional finding in that case. The Sixth Circuit, this was a case where it was the opposite of the third and ninth. The student here was actually a transgender student, saying the district's requiring me to use bathrooms of my assigned gender is subjecting me to irreparable harm. And the student sought an injunction as well. And the court in this case found yes, that student would be subject to irreparable harm, the humiliation, the stress, the anxiety. The student also had disabilities. I'm not sure how much of that went into it, but possibly, it possibly could have. It was definitely mentioned in the opinion. So that court found that the transgender student was entitled to an injunction under Title IX.